to get things going on Friday night. Hoisington comes to town, 6 o'clock for the varsity girls, the boys to follow, by the way. And of course, the JV girls began at 4:30 there at the event center. And we're here with the third year head coach and Amy Felker. And coach, does it feel right? It's your third year already?
No, it really doesn't. But I'm enjoying my time here, and it's been great. The girls are working really hard.
I know. I'll say this ahead of my next comment here, but I think coming in, you got to be pretty excited. You've got the tallest average of the senior class in probably school history.
I do. That is really true. I didn't think about that.
Well,
wow. That puts a lot of pressure on me.
All right, yeah. Only one senior, though.
Yeah, that's true.
But, yeah, no, it's 6'1 there. But, no, that's pretty cool there, yeah. And she's joining us here tonight. But, you know, you've got 18 out this year for basketball, and you're going to be pretty young, as we said, you know, just one senior, but a pretty good junior and a pretty good sophomore class, and even some pretty good freshmen there and there as well. But a couple weeks in, what have you seen from your squad that you have been impressed with so far?
You know, the one thing that I really like about this team is that they make the extra pass. It's like every time we run the offense, they find the open girl, and they're not okay with taking that shot. They want to get the better shot and give their teammate a chance. So they're doing a great job of making their teammates look great. So I love the team chemistry right now. We just got to keep working and getting the experience that we need to compete in these games.
Yeah, you do have two of your starters coming back here, and we're going to talk to them here a little bit. And a senior, Brooke Strine, she's a three-year starter for you. Erica Felker as well, a three-year starter, a junior as well. And, you know, what have you seen with them that have maybe helped with some of those players that are going to see the court, a significant amount of court time on varsity for the first time?
You know, they're helping those girls. You know, they're working the offenses. Since we only have two coaches this year, I send them with a group, and they're doing a great job of, you know, helping the girls and telling them where they need to go and when and that kind of stuff. You know, and they even are helping the freshmen out. You know, when we put them on the court with the freshmen, they're helping push them in the right direction and trying to give as much encouragement as they can. So they're doing a great job of being overall leaders for our team.
It's going to be an interesting start to the season for you guys. You have 7 games before the Christmas break, and it's going to be a pretty good challenge here. And, you know, next week and the couple weeks after that are going to be pretty good tests for your team there. And But you start Friday night with Hoisington, and it's a team that pushed Goodland last year in sub-state semifinals. I think they lost quite a few key players off that team as well. But you know, with Hoisington coming to town, it's been a long time since Scott City's played Hoisington. What have you maybe been able to find out on what the Cardinals have this year?
Well, I think they're going to be athletic. They have long arms. They can jump. They can get up and down the court really well. They did lose their best player last year, so it's kind of hard watching game film, seeing how they're going to react. But I think we're going to match up well with them. We just got to really take care of the ball and not let them get deflections and that kind of stuff. So they're going to be really, really good on the defensive end, and they've got a couple of really good spot-up three-point shooters. So, you know, we just can't give them open shots and get them hot. We got to make sure we're in their face all the time.
And you know, you did lose quite a bit of size last year as well, but you still have quite a bit coming in here that are going to fill those voids. How have the newcomers really stepped in and kind of embraced the role so far?
Well, right now they're really asking a lot of questions. They want to make sure they're doing it right. They're working so hard. You know, they're like, okay, how can I help the team? How can I get better? That kind of stuff. So when they ask those types of questions, you know that they're driven. You know they're determined to step up and help everybody be successful as a team.
I think it should be a fun start to the year, and your first three games are going to be at home, of course, this week and two next week, Thursday and Friday. And that's got to be pretty nice, especially for a pretty young team.
It is. You know, having the home court advantage, knowing the court, having your community there behind you and your student section, it's going to be a big plus for the girls, especially as they get these jitters out the first time.
All right. Should be a fun one Friday night to 6 o'clock, and I know you guys are all pretty excited for it, aren't you?
Oh, we are so excited to play somebody besides ourselves.
Yes. I understand. Thanks again, Coach, for the time here, and we'll talk to you on Friday.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, Coach Amy Felker joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. We got the couple returning starters joining the show, and we'll start off with senior Brooke Strine. And how are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. And does it feel weird that you're the oldest on the team?
Yeah, a little bit. It's kind of different, but also kind of stepping into that leadership role that I haven't really been able to fill.
Well, here you go, your senior year, and you've had a lot of experience, been a two-year starter on the team. And you know, and what are some things that you've done maybe this year so far in practice that maybe you hadn't done your sophomore and junior years?
Definitely helping out the younger girls, learning the plays, learning the sets that we are putting in, and just trying to answer any questions they come to me with.
All right, and how do you think that's been so far?
A lot of learning. We have been going over plays and plays, mm-hmm. trying to get them drilled in so that we can perfect them Friday.
And I know you've kind of got a big target on your back. You've been one of the returning starters as well. And do you really embrace that role?
You know, it's a lot of pressure walking into it, but I think I can handle it. It'll just be something that I'll have to get out of my head and play like mm-hmm. I usually do.
Would you like to try to dunk one by the end of the year?
You know, I can touch the rim at this point, so
right.
We might be getting close.
You're getting close. That's cool. But, no, what would you like to see throughout this season?
Probably just improvement overall as a team and growing together and being able to trust everybody on the court.
All right. I think it should be an exciting season, and it's going to go fast, won't it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Brooke, thank you again for the time here, and good luck to you coming up here throughout the season.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, senior Brooke Strine joining us here, and junior Erica Felker, she's joining us as well. Going to be one of those three-year starters as well for the team. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm pretty good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. Thank you. And I know you've got to be really excited to get back to competition.
Yeah, I am. It's been a long break, but I'm ready to go.
But how have you been feeling? I know you've had the recovery, but do you feel like you're pretty comfortable in what you're doing now?
Yeah, I feel a lot more stronger in the cuts and the mm-hmm. defense that I'm doing. But, yeah, it's been a long road and a lot of work put into it. So.
But, yeah, you're ready to sprint and all
yeah,
that, huh?
Turn and cut. And
all right. All right. But, no, I guess how tough is it to be patient, just recovering and going through the steps to put you in a position here to finally be able to play?
Yeah, I finally realized like watching and not being able to play how much I take it for granted, and so it's really put me in a different mindset. So that really put yeah.
And you're in one of those positions as well here, like Brooke. You're one of the two remaining starters off Scott City's team from the last couple of years, and it's going to be probably a big. Do you feel like it's going to be a little bit of a bigger role for you?
Yeah, I feel like with a lot of new people, that were going to be a whole different team. Like it's not going to be the same at all. Yeah.
What excites you the most, though, for the season?
Oh, probably just, like, learning to play with other people. Mm-hmm. I haven't really got to play with them that much, so learning how they play and playing together as a team, yeah.
Do you have big goals in mind for this year?
You know, I think seeing a winning record in our future, mm-hmm. that'd be pretty cool, but I don't know. I'm really open to anything.
All right. Well, it's going to be a pretty a challenging schedule, won't it?
Oh, yeah. We're definitely not going to have it easy. Our league is really loaded with a lot of talented girls, so we're going to have it out for us.
But I know you got to feel like you're one of those, aren't you? I mean,
oh, yeah. Yeah, we have our talent.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you, Erica. Glad to see you back and looking forward to seeing you on Friday night.
Thanks, Adam.